sit on the couch and dance. Hey, people. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. That's right. We're going to connect the dots. Hey, welcome to Radio Free America, BBS Internet Radio. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is Tom Edison talking. This is Call-In Radio Show, 888-627-6008. Yeah. Now, so many things have happened in this last week. I mean, I have to talk about it. Putin's interview. I listened to the whole thing. And I'll state for the record, the man sounds very intelligent. After listening to what he had to say, we understand that everything that mainstream media has said about this guy for the last couple of years is lies, nothing but lies, trying to make him look out like the bad guy. Then there's this guy, Pascal, I can't pronounce his last name. Anyhow, it starts with N-A-J. He was talking about Putin, and he was talking about the vaccines and how he filed a complaint with the Swiss police department and actually ended up taking it to court. Of course, he got the door slammed in his face against the doctors with the lies about the vaccines. They took it to the Bern, Switzerland highest court, and they slammed the door in his face, too. Respondents' lawyer says, forget about it. You're not going to work it. You're not going to get any ground going this round. So, but he continued on. He got some inside information from people in the U.S. military and stuff. And this relates to Putin, though he didn't bring it up in his interview, really, that the U.S. military knew that there were 120 germ warfare labs in the Ukraine. This is important information, and this explains why Russia had to go in and do something. You know, you can't have 120 germ warfare labs in a country right next to you. And it goes on and on. And those of us that know, we know Ukraine is the money laundering capital of the Western civilization. And that's why all the European nations, and including the United States, want to give all this money to them. You know, because most of that's kickback money. It's not all going to the war, but even the war is crazy itself. The only people really losing out on this is the Ukrainian people, because it's being fought on their territory. And if you listen to the interview carefully, Putin wants to negotiate, wants to get along with the rest of the world. It's the rest of the world that wants to keep him out from getting along with us, because he is not a pawn of the New World Order. Well, now it all starts to make sense. So I just had to say that. But some interesting things came about the past week. I decided to watch that movie, Last Flag Flying. And, wow, what a bunch of informative information. Like, this is the information in this movie. You got to check out the movie yourself, but I just want to run through it briefly. Apparently, the United States came out of their last bankruptcy in 90. On the last day of 1999, and because of the laws of commerce and all this technical stuff, there was an 18-day period where anybody could go in. It was actually the official end of the United States. Why haven't we been told this? You know, but, you know, anybody out there doesn't believe it, check into it. Tell me if this is wrong, but this guy sounds very sincere. The guy's name is Russell Gould, yeah. And he filed what's called Title IV flag for the United States of America, because the United States, at the end of the observed bankruptcy ceased to exist, technically. And they would have to start all over again, but it was this 18-day period, and nobody in the U.S. government took this seriously. So he went in there as an individual and claimed the Title IV flag with the United Nations and got himself a charter. And he became the sole controller of the United States officially, according to the business world. Yeah. And he, by doing that, he also made himself general postmaster. And what we explained that apparently all commerce in the world from one country to another is via the general post office, and the general postmaster is an important person. One thing leads to another here. And then he went through, the movie goes through the history of the U.S. Apparently, Ben Franklin was the original general postmaster, who helped write the Declaration of Independence, and he was actually a traitor. He was working for both France and British at the same time. And even though we were, American Revolution has to do with breaking away from Great Britain, apparently, he borrowed money from France, which created our first debt, something, whatever it was, a million francs, who knows. He borrowed money from France to fund the revolution. So that was the first indebtedness the United States had. Plus, he messed up the wording of the U.S. Constitution. He used trickery and the language, and this movie goes into explaining. It's called Syntax, the order of the placement of the words and variations of the words creates different meaning, or it creates things that can be questioned in the future. So anyhow, Ben Franklin is the traitor, and we need to change the history books on that. And then it goes down to second traitor, it's apparently Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. Because he took out a loan after the Civil War with the International Monetary Fund, which was actually prohibited in U.S. law to that point. And that goes further, and that was followed by the bankers came up with a unique idea that, well, if we turn the U.S. into a corporation, it'll be easier in paying the debt back. And so that, another step in the wrong direction there, and now it's beginning of the fake U.S. government that we still kind of working under. But the U.S. government, according to this movie, ended in on the last day of 1999. And this gentleman, Jay Gould, went into the proper authorities, declared himself the new postmaster because he had 18 days of limbo. He taught the British how to get their post office out of Washington, D.C., because they knew the international laws about trading going through the post offices. And this American hero, Russell Gold, set up the post office, the new post office in Philadelphia. And with him as the general postmaster, giving him even more authority, and also because no one else had questioned this, and he went around to all the heads of state of all the control organizations in the world, and even the Vatican gave him a master key when he explained to them what he had done. And apparently the whole business world accepts this guy as the leader of America and commander-in-chief, which gives him real powers, whereas every president since then, they were communists and believing he had the power of the presidency. And this is important information, and people need to check this out. Don't just take my word, but go watch the movie and do your own research from there. And so moving along the line here, and let's rush through this quickly. On September 12, 2004, Russell J. Gould, the apparently official leader of the United States, holding the Postmaster General title and the chief of the the military then declared martial law. So since 2004, martial law has been in existence in America. And the implications of this, during martial law, all police departments, state departments, courts, and judicial systems are closed. So all of the, any trial that's been going on is fraudulent. Any action that the police take upon you, even arresting you, is fraudulent. Now this is going to, if this is to be taken seriously, we need to do a lot of reviewing of everything that's happened. You know, Russell Gould is also the chief judge of the Supreme Court. And during martial law, the Supreme Court is canceled too. So we got these cases going on now with the Supreme Court. It's all fraudulent. They don't have authority according to what happened on the first day of 2000, January 2000. You know, when the United States officially ended, including the corporate United States. So these things need to be checked because that creates all kinds of implications. Plus the syntax, the word refers to how the words are used in the sentence, what order they follow. And this gentleman, Russell Gould, is an expert on studying word usage and a syntax contract was written on August 12, 1999, but couldn't be put into use until the bankruptcy of the United States Corporation ended on December 31st, 1999. Shortly thereafter, he introduced his new syntax contract under his title for Fort Flag that he had acquired by simply applying for it. Nobody else was doing it. And basically, the British had been kicked out of the U.S. And the Vatican has been disabled and they accept his status. So all these things are going on now. And what does that mean, you know? And we have to think, he also created, this guy, a genius, he created the, what's called the claims of the life that people can give to offset what was done with the birth certificate. Also, according to if these historical events are correct, the birth certificate fiasco, of putting your name in all capital letters and declaring you a dead vessel out there in the sea because of Admiralty Sea Law, which is the law we've been using for much too long, even though we are the land, but you need to look that up too. But so apparently, a cleanse of the life is something you have to do to, you know, disconnect yourself from the suppressive system that we're all subjected to in America and other countries too in the world. And so now we have to think of what is the ultimate road to go. Is it the claims of life path to free ourselves versus being a state national? Now, so many questions come into play here. If the United States officially ended on the last day of 1999, all these people that applied for state national status, are they really state nationals? Did the states have the authority to give them that? And the court, I mean, there's some logistical problems. If martial law was legally declared on September 12, 2004, even though nobody was told about it, anything, dealings you've done through the courts or anything like that, It's fraudulent. It doesn't mean anything. If you can convince people it means something, well, that'll work too, but it's still fraudulent technically. These are some serious issues for us to think about, you know, just like we're having all this talk about the 2024 election. Hey, I'm still running for president as an independent candidate, and I don't care if Russell Bull is the president or not. I don't think he can stop me from doing what I'm doing, simply because I'm just a running candidate. But as far as the political parties go, and as far as, you know, the other status that Trump is supposedly still the president, we've heard that right after he lost the election. But if everything has been fraudulent after September 12, 2004, then he wasn't a legitimate president either. Nor is he a legitimate president behind the scenes. And it would also have to come into play if we want to just push all the side to the back burner and pretend it's not true. If he retained his presidency and he runs in this election, no president is entitled to run more than two terms. Of course, if the Constitution was negated at the, you know, at the end of the United States of America, at the end of the Third Reich, which is supposedly the same book, there's some laws that strikes around, and this man, Russell Gould, claimed the flag and the U.S. government, or the corporate U.S. government didn't claim the flag. He technically is the continuation of the United States, but also the Constitution became invalidated at that point in time. If we love our Constitution, we need to rewrite it and re-accept it, apparently. You know, I'm just trying to connect the dots here. That is the name of the show, Connect the Dots. And all these things are in play now that I watched this movie and became aware of these things, and that we need to be talking about these things. And then there's other people involved in this, too. There's the judge in Alaska, Anna von Reitz. She's connected with AmericanStateNationals.org. And there's the Knights Sovereign Group also. So who are the legitimate people? I mean, is it all up for grabs now, or do we have to follow what James Gould is telling us we have to follow? And rest assured, when this 2024 election will probably come to be, and whoever makes it to be elected, will they be the new president, or will James Gould still hold the title? Because all these actions by the Democratic parties and all the following of the old rules, it's all fraudulent at this point in time. What else is interesting in the movie, and apparently this man does have power, because he court-martialed George Bush Jr. and, or was it senior, and Dick Cheney were both court-martialed by this gentleman. He held a court in Washington, D.C. in the mall, and he had protection from military services. Plus, he claims he has the power to move the troops around, the military troops of the U.S. government, you know, federal troops. So, you know, we still have to contemplate the idea that all courts, police departments are canceled. They have no validity, including the Supreme Court. And then the states don't have the powers they used to have either. But except as individual states, and it's mentioned in the movie that as the year 2001 was the cutoff date, the states had to begin coining their own money, which none of them did. You know, we're still playing with the fiasco dollar, you know. But if the world wants to play along with that scenario and accept it, it'll probably continue going. So these are all some amazing things that have been simultaneously happening in regards to legalities. I mean, so if you have to go to court for anything, you actually, apparently, according to this information, but you better check it for yourself, legality of it, you don't have to go to court. That's it. And you don't have to listen to decrees from the states either, apparently, because and there is no official judicial system except what this guy, Russell Gould, sets up in place. Amazing, right? An American self-made dictator, but a benevolent one. And here's some information that I learned in U.S. public school. I wouldn't name the name of the teacher who gave this lesson in the particular day, because the New World Order might want to, even though this person might not even be alive, and certainly it's very old now, they might try to track that person down and kill him because of what the truth this teacher spoke in school. And it was a lesson on best form of government. And I remember this very well because, you know, back in school, you want the teacher to call me, you raise your hand, and I'm going, oh, yeah, I know the answer. And I was called on, and I said, democracy is the best form of government. Whereupon I was immediately corrected with, no, the best form of government is a dictatorship. And the teacher went on to explain the numerous reasons why. Of course, you have to have a benevolent serving dictator for it to work. And apparently this James Gould, he created his position of dictatorship. The United States is a dictatorship now, but if with him in charge, he's a decent human being, he cares about serving the people, and he set up a syntax corporate decree that prevents fraud by lawyers and other deceptive guys that want to take things to court and change the meaning of words. And that's the importance of the syntax. It has the order of words are put. And like I said, just to refresh everybody's mind, the U.S. Constitution was purposely worded incorrectly using improper syntax to open up the door for possible subversion down the road. And we have seen how some bad interpretations have been subversively used. And but check it out. All this info is in the movie about this guy, Gould. He goes to the Vatican and he talks to, out in the courtyard, he makes mention the trinity of evil in the world is the Vatican, Washington, D.C., and the city of London. You know, not the whole city of Washington, D.C., but a small area in the center of D.C., around the capital, I guess. And just like in London, not the whole town, but the small 1 mile square area called the City of London. It's a separate entity. And so that's it. London, Washington, D.C., and the Vatican. These are the three rulers of all commerce in the world and all military operations, believe it or not. So he's at the Vatican, and he comes out having the meeting, and he convinced everyone in the Vatican. They give him the master key, and we can go wherever he wants, because the language he spoke, they understood that he knew what he was talking about, and they accepted his authority. How about the Vatican accepting his authority? And he talks to, woman, you know, nun, whatever you want to call her, in the courtyard, and she explains to him that when the the Vatican has been using incorrect syntax throughout their history for control of the people. And that when they put the Bible together, they purposely messed the words up in wrong order to confuse people and create diversion and division and a lack of understanding, done on purpose. And he was shocked to hear that out, but that's been their policy all along. So the power of the written word is, there's a lot more to be said for that statement, because if you put it out there in a form of trickery, and apparently Ben Franklin did that to our Constitution so that it could be played with at a later date, and things could be reinterpreted. So that is the important message I have to reveal tonight. Certainly the most important ones, of course. Oh, yeah. It's mentioned, this guy, Russell Gould, mentions that the army is in charge of the psychological warfare department, the PSYOPs officers. Yeah, they're the ones that do all that nasty stuff. Now we know who he is, the Army Psychological Warfare Department. My. What can I say? I'm just looking. I had written some notes here. Yeah, Ben Franklin, he was 1.6 million francs he borrowed from France on July 1st, 1775, and he had to wait a year and 3 days before he could declare himself the Postmaster General, which was on the day of July 4th, 1776. And, that was the beginning of troubles. Of course, down the line was other problems, when the Congress, which was a big Congress, ready in 1912 or 13, and they approved the Federal Reserve to print our money, plus they gave them all our gold and silver at the time, I think. And then there was the other bankruptcy from November 29th, the crash of the stock market in 1933. They came up with they borrowed some more money from the World Bank or somebody, and the U.S. government did that under President Roosevelt. And the scheme there was, that's where they set up the birth certificate scheme, that everybody was going to be declared a vessel lost at sea by tricking parents, mothers, to sign a document making you a U.S. citizen. And their definition of a citizen was someone that was dead or lost at sea. Again, Admiralty Sea Law. And it ended. Insurance policy was taken out of everyone born. I don't know whether it was $1,000 or $1 million. And that's held in the trust fund by the government, which they use that money to manipulate and play around with in the stock market and all that. And that was finally ended on December 31st, 1999. Of course, we all need to check, are they still running this scam where they sell you as cattle on the stock market by giving birth, getting your mother to sign a birth certificate that declares you a vessel lost at sea, basically you're dead by being a U.S. citizen. Of course, that's what the people who promote the state nationals, become the state nationals, will say when, again, you're alive, you have an indemnity by changing your status. You don't want to be a citizen of the United States because that makes you a dead vessel at sea and puts you under Admiralty Sea Law, which is corporate, basically, used by the corporations. And again, according to what happened, the Constitution has been invalidated. So we actually have to write a new one. And we can take the good points out of the original one. And we can word it properly so there is no room for playing around, lawyers playing around with it in court, what was actually meant. And that's why the proper syntax, usage of words, the order of putting words, without prefixes in them and stuff like that, and additions to the words. So the language is complete. It's in the now time. There is no past. There is no future. It's always the same. And this genius guy, who apparently is our true leader, Mr. Gould, thought this all up. Amazing. So we still have to figure out, everybody who's become a state national, is that valid or is that foiled? Apparently the claim of life, the claim of life.com, can be obtained, which will be definitely legitimate to all the legitimate things that have been done since the beginning of the year 2000. We all need to start looking into this and find out what the truth is. Also, this guy Gould apparently disqualified the WHO, WHO, the United Nations, the CDC, the IMF, the World Bank, the International Criminal Court, the International Bank of Settlements, and others as being invalid and fraudulent. Also, the Hague has been declared fraudulent. So what does that mean? You know, you've got mainstream news talking about the Hague declaring this and making these statements. Apparently, they don't have a real authority anymore, because it was all set up on fraudulent language. A big deception upon humanity. And these are important issues, definitely. And so much for that. Hey, it's a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. If you have anything to add to that, well, I'm calling. Now, meanwhile, we have other people claiming the judge from Alaska, Anna Von Reitz, claims to be the fiduciary. And they have their own sovereign actions they're taking. That they, here they closed down, hard to believe, adrenochrome lab in California. And just to see how sinister all these things are tied into each other. You know, they're all in it together, as they say. This lab that was used in children to get adrenochrome was on military property. Is there a caller out there?
Yes, yes, sorry. Hi.
Hi. Yeah. Who am I speaking to?
This is Eva.
Eva.
Yeah.
Eva from Arizona. Hey, that could be in the title of the song. Yeah, I'll write it later when I get off the show. What's on your mind, Eva?
Well, you were talking about proper syntax, and yeah, you must have been checking out Russell J. Gould.
I never really actually heard people talk about that, and. Then I looked up the word syntax. For those of you who don't know, it's spelled S-Y-N-T-A-X. It has nothing to do with taxing people money. Has nothing to do with sin.
No.
No, it wasn't invented by the devil. Syntax, yeah. Okay, but look it up in the dictionary. It explains that the use of the order in which you place the words and the usage of the words and the before and after and the adverbs and verbs cetera, et cetera. And so it doesn't mean how to write things down and how clear you identify them and to avoid certain prefixes, because that creates a possibility for a misinterpretation. But don't take my word for it. Go watch the movie. That's what I've
what
seen.
What movie?
It's out there. You can get it on YouTube.
Oh, Last Flag Standing. Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, he's got so many videos. This guy endlessly can talk about this stuff. I have sat for days and watched his stuff. He was
so you're familiar with Russell Gould?
I am. Absolutely. He's way beyond everybody else.
Apparently. He claims he's the real commander-in-chief.
He claimed the title...
Postmaster for the U.S. and
He's Postmaster General for the United States. He most certainly is, and it's legit. And they all have to. You listen to a story. And he has a lot to say. He has a lot to say. He became aware of a lot of stuff when his story starts. It starts around the 2000 election. And he told his grandma, you know, he knew that it was going to be that there was going to be a problem with the 2000, because he knew that the in 1999 that the United States Corporation was bankrupt for the fifth time. That was the fifth time that the United States Corporation went bankrupt. He knew, and he could see it. He saw all the warning signs, and that's when he. He's got his hands in a lot, and he went through a lot of hell to become Postmaster General. He went through every step. The proper language, the syntax, grammar. Yeah, that's even David Strait uses that, and they've talked. David Strait and Russell know each other. They definitely know each other. They've met up with each other at different places and done different things and had, you know, different things. Not many people have interviewed him. He hasn't a lot of interviews out there. I've only seen one interview done by Josh Reed of Red Pilled. That was the only interview I've ever heard.
I think it's more recent. There's an interview, because after I watched the movie, I wanted to find some more out about this guy. Interview with speaker, radio, or something like that.
Oh, really? So he's been getting around then.
Some woman, Nancy, something or other. She interviewed him for about 48 minutes, I think it was, something like that. And it was basically the same thing he has in the movie. So the easiest way for anybody to find out is just go watch that movie, Last Flag Standing.
He gives you a lot of detail. There's a lot of information. He's got, like, hundreds of videos. At least it seems like he does. He's got a lot of them. I've seen a bunch of them.
I noticed that... He's listed. He's got 70 or 90 videos, something like that.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. That's a lot of videos, more than I got. You know, I don't have any.
Yeah, I know. I thought I had a lot of 30 music videos on YouTube.
Cool.
And this guy here, he's got 70 or 90 videos.
Wow.
I know people that actually have more than that, movie people and stuff like that, but it's quite impressive. And when I'm listening to his stuff, I watched the movie and I watched a couple of the videos, and I was amazed where his interest in word usage became. Cool. Things that most regular people hated, and you might have hated it too, when you're in English class and they start with the sentence structure.
Yes.
If you can remember that.
I do remember a lot of it.
in Arizona, sentence structuring where you got to write the word and then you write this, draw this line and this platform underneath, and that's the adverb or something, and then you draw another line and platform, and you got this maze of words connected with lines. And you know, when you're like 12, 13 years old, you don't want to learn any You know, so I couldn't understand it myself, and I know plenty of other people could. It was called sentence structure. But apparently he took an interest in that, and that, I guess, helped him take a real interest in it and gain an understanding about the importance of word usage and how words are used to trick us.
Mm-hmm. And that's true, and, though. That's what they do. That's exactly
Absolutely. And amazing thing about that movie is when he talks about coming out of meeting with the Vatican people, they gave him the key to the city, basically, there. They gave him the master key when he started talking to the language they talked. And the nun in the courtyard tells him they purposely misused language all along since the beginning of their organization for the sake of control. Isn't that sickening? Yeah,
it is. And this is quite. I'm so glad to hear you. To hear that, I am so glad that more people. I mean, to hear you going for it, doing the research and finding out about this stuff needs. You're right. This is serious stuff. This is very important information. Every bit of it.
I know it changes everything because that means first of all every president that was elected after. Assuming, you know, it's all legal like he says it is, every president from the 2000 election on was illegitimate and a fraudulent president.
Well, even before then, but they're all pretty much illegitimate, you know, since 1870. Yeah.
Well, in the sense of, the corporation stuff.
They all
but now it's double fraudulent.
Yes,
and
it is.
They had none of them had any power whatsoever. It was all fictitious, and they kept conning us, and they're still doing it now, conning us to think that they have the authority to do something.
You see it now.
Yeah.
You see it
apparently.
Now.
Yeah,
you,
since
thank you.
I mentioned
this
it
is
since
the big deal.
This guy Gould declared.
Yeah.
Martial law, and apparently he didn't because he had the Title IV flag to do it and other positions of authority. And on September 12, 2004, he declared martial law. And nobody has undeclared that. And that nullifies all the powers of all the courts, all the judicial things, and even the police departments. You know?
Because it's valid. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been conned since 2004. We've all been conned into believing in this make-believe system that really has no more authority over us. I mean,
that's right.
I wouldn't be surprised if the hospitals are still tricking women to sign birth certificates.
You know,
The child in all capital letters, you know, I'll have to look into that.
As an informant. Yeah, they're signing under in the box that says informant. Yeah, which is someone who gives of someone else to another, over to another. We're basically born wards of the state. That's why every hospital is a foundling hospital because foundlings are orphaned children, and that's how this is the game they play. It's sick.
Yeah, and
the real
this guy
world.
Gould explains it that the birth certificate. Defines you as a vessel because vessels are the only thing, we're talking admiralty law here, vessels are the only thing where all capital letters are used, plus tombstones.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're a vessel with a tombstone on it already as soon as your mother signs you away, technically.
Yeah, you're
and
dead.
That's how you're treated through life. You know, whereas you have no rights anymore. You got to go along with the program of what they have in place for lost vessels.
I'm so grateful. God, I'm just so grateful that this guy has a really high IQ, too, I suppose. is what I'm hearing. Yeah, but I mean, we're just very blessed that we are here now at this time, and that we are catching this. And people are still thinking, so what? I don't care. You know, they just want to live their life. Well, we get it, but you're at war, buddy.
Martial war has been declared. And then when you go and look at all the executive orders that Trump did, I mean, in a certain way, you know, they caught our attention, but they were meaningless already because we were already at war. You know, he was just reasserting what had already been done, but he should have been giving some credit to Russell Gould, but, you know, it played out like it played out.
David Strait?
No, I'm saying President Trump when, you know, he's right.
Oh, yeah, anybody, yeah. I don't know if they've talked. I have no idea if they've even talked. I have no idea. I'm sure that he knows about him. He's got to know about him.
And you think I wouldn't count on that.
But, you know, Trump did this. Trump he's an American state national. He did this in 2009. He did all the work. Yeah, Trump did. Yeah, yeah. And people got to snap because people aren't going to handle this shit well because they've been deceived. They're going to because this is just too far out. Okay, and a lot of people don't look at it.
Has been brought up. Well, if he is a state national, he knows all this. And he knows.
Yeah, he knows. Trump knows all this. Absolutely.
Well, about
no,
courts have no more power. Why is he allowing?
You got to understand. He was asked to do the presidential thing. He didn't decide to do it. I mean, he did decide to do it. He was asked many, many, many years ago, from what I understand. The military asked him because they needed to face the front guy, and you know he was. There's a lot of information there that we don't have to go over, but he. Yeah, he was prepared for this, for all this that's going on. He was prepared. This isn't just a random thing that he did. His life.
I heard that too. You know,
I know it's crazy.
If I was in his shoes, knowing what I know now, I wouldn't go to court. I would simply make a public statement. This is what's happened. And you don't have validity to take me to your fake court because you don't have any authority.
And they don't. And nothing.
That's why I can't see why he's doing it, and that's why I suspect that he might not know.
Look at how
about that one aspect that martial law was declared back in 2004, and nobody changed it since then.
Yeah. Well, look at how corrupt we really. Look at how much we've seen. Okay, look at how much because he just lets it happen, right? He doesn't really fight that hard. He just lets it happen, and we have seen some of the dirtiest shit that people do in some of these people in key positions. You know, these judges. I mean, look at all the judges we're seeing. The judge that Michael Flynn had to deal with. Did you see how dirty that judge was? Michael Flynn, the four-star general.
Oh, my God. There are so many, crooked judges.
I forget what position. He was in Trump's, when he first got into the presidency, there was Michael Flynn. He was the four-star general that the FBI set up to, they set him up and to say that he was doing something, you know, saying he wasn't allowed to talk to Ukraine or something, Trump had to let him go. He was to be his security guy, the main security guy.
Those are things that make we questionable, like how much does Trump really know? Because if he really knew everything talking about now, why would he let that crap happen? You know, he would have been able to tell the FBI. I don't give a shit what you say because you don't even have an authority anymore. Or do I have to explain?
Yeah, but they were dirty, and that's a simple fact. The FBI, the DOJ,
I remember the whole thing. They made a big media issue out of it, and
They were looking to get Trump out. That's all they were doing, and they were just setting people up, looking for any way in to screw him.
Yeah, and watching that movie, Last Flag Standing.
Yeah,
I'm promoting the movie, but
I'm glad it's good. People need to watch this.
Yeah, I get a kick out of what Russell Gould, his joking definition for the FBI, the bumbling idiots.
Yeah, that's right. I like this guy,
I think
too,
that fits pretty well.
No, but he you could watch him for days, and it's amazing the information this guy gives.
Definitely, if he's got 90 videos out there, I guess I could watch him for days.
Yeah, and I've done it. I've done it, he's a freeman too. He's free too. He's not part of the. He isn't part of the. He's not a citizen. He's made sure he's not a citizen. And this Russell is the guy that turned on
to Pascal Majors. I can't get his last name right, but he's got a video out now, and he's got a lot of relevant information that fits in with all of this stuff. Oh, that radio show that interviewed Gould most recently is the Nancy Addison Show on Speaker Radio, whatever it's called.
Nancy Addison. There's a.
Spelled just
Addison.
Like it sounds. So that was a good interview.
Yeah, it was a good one. I'll have to watch that one.
The best starting place for anybody who's just hearing about this person tonight is go see the movie. The last flag standing. You'll understand the importance of a flag. I remember when the movie came out, I just. Nor did I. So I don't give a shit about a flag because I had no idea.
Right, but then you look into it and it's like, holy crap.
Yeah, I had no idea how important a flag was. And he also mentions in the movie that all the illegitimate courts and police departments and state offices, even the governor's offices of states, are flying flags with a yellow trim on it.
Yeah,
which is not
an official
flag.
Wartime.
And it's not an official flag. That they're all flying flags that are not registered properly.
They can't register. I mean, because they're not the legit people. They're not legit. They're fake. And they don't know what they're stupid.
Posting these flags, he says, when you got just a basic silver ball on the top of the a flag post outside, you go in and they got all the points on top of the flag post when you get inside with these gold trimmed flags because they're making the statement there, we are at war and this is our fraudulent flag. It almost looks like the real one.
Well, they're at war with us. That's what the people don't understand.
Despite what has happened, they continue to go along as if nothing has happened, and they believe that the people are so stupid that they won't become aware of it. But good thing finally this information is coming out,
We have been stupid. I mean, this has been over 100 years, and these people, when they take their oath, and these police and all of them, their oath is not to us. Their oath was to the crown. I don't know if it's changed, but it was.
Well, it's not the crown anymore. After December 31st, 1999, the crown had to get out of America. But up until that point, they were supporting the crown. What's interesting,
they're still receiving our money, though.
Ben Franklin, being a traitor, that when he wrote the Declaration of Independence, we all value that, we broke away from Britain, but we didn't because within the construct of the syntax of the document, it's in there somewhere. The Crown was still allowed to take money from us, and
right, but
we were still funneling money
later, yeah.
to Britain, whether we knew it or not.
So this
and
is
that's
that
sad, but it's all, that all is ended now. The British post office is out of D.C., and we don't owe the British any fine part at this point. But, there's still other problems,
we got a lot of work to do.
Ongoing problems, and we need to put an end to this falsification of government that's still perpetrating itself as they're the authority, when actually, as of 2004, with the Declaration of Martial Law, they don't have any authority, none of these things, including the Supreme Court does not have an authority, yet they're on being promoted on mainstream TV, like they're really, it's really important what they say, and whatever they say, they're going to try to enforce it on people, like for the Supreme Court, they don't have an authority anymore.
Well, what they do have, and they still have it, is the mainstream media, the educational system, Hollywood. I mean, this is all.
Yeah, they have the make-believe authority, and they keep conning people. The government's still here. You have to listen to us. We're the authority, and they bring up all this information from the past when it's all been negated. According to Mr. Gould, at the end of December 31st, 1999, the United States ended there. The real United States and both the corporation ended. And any documents beforehand, that nullified the Constitution, too. That was the end of the Constitution right there. So if we want to...
Well, it wasn't the original
Constitution. If we want a
Constitution,
we have to rewrite a new one. And with proper syntax, so there's no room for misinterpretation, no need for lawyers interpreting what forefathers meant or anything like that, because when you write it properly, it's plain and simple.
Right. Well, and the Constitution it's not the original one. The original one that they actually, when they in I think it was 1812 or was it yeah it was 1812 when they came when we had the when they came and burned down our
I heard all that.
They burned down all the went through all the states and they because there was nine constitutions on original parchments that they wrote. And Kentucky is the only one that was able to salvage it. There's only one left on the planet of our original.
No,
they're not using it. We haven't seen it. We have
the original document. It's not.
The original document. Yeah, the original. Yeah, we have the one that they have written now is actually written for the corporation. It's not the original. The original is different. Yes, it's the syntax. Yeah,
that's another important point that needs to be bringing up. By the way, nothing official became of it, but I read the new Constitution that was written under Trump's presidency.
Oh, the Declaration of Independence, yeah.
The new Declaration of Independence. And,
he addresses everything.
It was good, but I think it won't pass the syntax test.
It'll have to, yeah.
New that we officially, put the official seal on it, I guess we'll need the approval of Russell Gould to put his seal on it, because he has the most authority at this point in time legally.
And that's how it's got to be done.
Yeah, right. It has to be written according to what he calls proper syntax, where there's no room for misunderstanding.
Yes, and that's what we need. No bullshit.
Exactly. That was an immediate attempt, but it was never finalized, and it was never officially accepted in any way, shape, or form. Of course, already at the time that the new one was written, there was nobody legally valid, including President Trump, to authorize it to be the new law of the land.
Wait a minute. He was the president. It was on. It was July 4th, 2020. He was the president. He was official.
According to the rule, every president after 2000 was...
No. You need to understand. He's the only president since the 18th president.
Yeah, I understand.
He's the only one.
But when you look at what Gould has to say, all of these are pretentious, fictitious presidents. They're acting as
presidents. Well, that's because they're just the CEO.
They have everyone agreeing
that
they're president. They have the. They're dealing with the world as if nothing has happened. But if we take the factuality that martial law was declared by James Russell, he is the ongoing head of state of the United States of America.
He's the postmaster general, is what he is.
Because any flag used, no, the corporate, neither the corporate U.S. or the original U.S. never applied for a new flag that had to be applied within that 18-day period. And he was the only person on the planet who applied for it. So he gained title in the United States.
For the Republic, yes. And President Trump, he made an oath to the Republic, the Republic, the country. The American Republic.
Well, you know, that's still debatable.
So,
I mean, whatever.
If
people are willing to accept that he's the president, if people are willing to accept all this other stuff, which supposedly, after martial law was declared, you know, if they're willing to accept it, it'll go on, even though it might be technically illegal or technically fraudulent.
Well,
it still can be taken and debated and... people remove.
Well, then they would have to debate. If it goes there, that's good. But I know that he's the only one that made an oath to the Republic. He did all three. He made all three oaths. All the other presidents since the 19th or the 18th president only made two oaths. They did not take all three. They just shit-canned the Republic. Like
of course, you know.
And
that's
so that's a problem.
He's con artist work, you know? It's the same in the spiritual world, too. You know, when
you're right.
People that download information, or rather, whatever you want to call it, they channel information. If they don't take the time to ask their source and get the same answer three times, like, where's your allegiance to the real God, you know, and they don't get a definite yes three times in a row, then that person can't be trusted. And the old trick is they might say twice yes, and then they twist the conversation around so they can get away from saying the third
time.
That's
right. Yeah.
So they won't get caught.
And you got
to
make sure.
But these certain laws have to be followed. That's the same in the spiritual world, you know?
It's a fact.
And that's the way it is.
You're absolutely, yes, you are so, that is, you can't get any more base than that, because those are the things that matter. That's where it all comes from.
Absolutely.
And that's, those are very important.
Pledges of allegiance have to be included in accountability, and you do have to repeat yourself sometimes three times in order to validate the situation.
There's one more guy. There's a guy named Brandon.
On the reverse side, three strikes and you're out.
Ooh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that number
three. You really did a lot of work this week. Holy crap.
Well, listen, it's coming to the end of the show. I want to thank you, Evan, for calling in and getting to the conversation. And anybody listening tonight, man, you got a lot of research to do after the show and find out, like, where is the real status of everything? You know?
Yeah, huh?
And think about seriously a question. You get some order that tells you go to court, maybe you... If you know how to present yourself, maybe you could just tell me you don't have the validation to bring me to court and end the case there.
Yeah. What kind of court is it? What's your court's jurisdiction? That's what we. Yeah. That's all you got to ask.
Well, my understanding is that martial law is declared. All judiciary courts are gone.
Yeah. This is true. This is true. But that's a fight that is Oh, these judges are so corrupt. I mean, they're just corrupt. Not all of them, but most of them.
Hey, I'm going to end the show on this. I mentioned last week, but I just want to tell everybody this true story again, because I know one or two people that are really knowledgeable.
Yes, you said
this guy, he went to court for nothing important, but he walked up to the judge when it was his turn, and he says, "Your Honor, can you tell me what court I'm in?" And the judge didn't want to answer the truth. Whereupon, he just turned around, walked out of the court. Judge didn't say anything. Nobody stopped him, and then he won his case by that.
Yeah, they never heard anything again, did he?
Nope.
About
because
it.
Because the judge didn't want to admit the truth that he was in an admiralty court.
Right, that's the jurisdiction, yeah, was water.
They wanted to keep the secret, you know. It was worth letting this guy go. Okay, hey, thanks
good
again
night.
For calling.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
And what can I say? enjoy life
bye-bye.
In the meantime. And have a good night.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
All right. Okay, people, guess what? At the end of the show, I'm going to do the countdown and take us out of here now. And peace in the Middle East. Peace in Palestine. You got to go on YouTube and look up my song, Jerusalem, by Tom Edison. That's me, CD Baby, and YouTube. Write all of the words in, and you'll pick it up. It's on YouTube, Jerusalem. It's the solution for peace in Palestine. You know? We need to bring our... put our anger and hate behind and bring our love into the street. Okay, I'll do the countdown and then you'll hear one of my favorite songs, Are You the Parting Kind, guitar solo, and followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. You could listen to the words, it could be your anthem too. Tell your friends about the show and tune in next week. Connect the dots, BBS Radio, American Free Radio. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here, took my stand. Without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.